Good morning. A Grand Forks man is hospitalized in Crookston after his car collided with a train Monday afternoon in Polk County. The Minnesota State Patrol says the vehicle driven by 36-year-old Theodore Kerpetich collided with a BNSF train at a railroad crossing on the Highway 75 bypass. The report says Kerpetich was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A Grand Forks man will spend 10 years in prison after investigators say a toddler in his care overdosed on fentanyl. Alexander Gothberg pled guilty to 6 counts, including a child endangerment, child neglect, and several charges related to drug possession. 8 other drug-related counts were dismissed. Court records say Gothberg called 911 in April of 2023 because he thought his 2-year-old daughter was overdosing on fentanyl. A Wadena man has been sentenced to over 13 years in prison for his role in killing 80-year-old Shirley Bilden of Maplewood back in 2021. 36-year-old Scott Hardy pled guilty in February to a plea deal convicting him of the charge of fleeing a peace officer in a motor vehicle resulting in death. Court documents say police responded to a call that a Chevrolet Tahoe parked outside a Cub Food in Oakdale was stolen about 4 p.m. July 10, 2021. When officers arrived and asked Hardy to leave the car, he fled quickly. Police eventually found Hardy had run a red light, which caused a crash between 2 other vehicles. 3 people were injured in the crash, including Bilden, who died from her injuries 4 days later at a hospital. The ice fishing season has finally ended on Lake of the Woods. Conservation Officer Colby Fonts and Warroad spent the week patrolling Lake of the Woods and the Rainy River. Fonts reports that enforcement action was taken for keeping walleyes during the closed season, the use of an extra line, taking fish without an angling license, and driving after cancellation. Fonts notes he encountered a group of anglers on the Rainy River who were keeping walleyes because they did not know the season was catch and release only. He urges people to consult the fishing regulations book or the signs posted at public accesses before fishing water bodies with special regulations. Conservation Officer Sarah Yon in Thief River Falls says enforcement action was taken for operating an off-road vehicle on a state highway and burning prohibited materials. Minnesota Department of Transportation is reminding drivers across the state to safely share the road with large farm equipment during the spring's planting season. Since 2021, there have been 446 crashes involving farm equipment in Minnesota, resulting in 8 deaths and 171 injuries. Officials asked Minnesotans to slow down, particularly at dusk and dawn on 2-lane rural roads. Watch for dropped farm debris, drive with headlights on at all times, and wait for a safe place to pass. Officials say farm equipment is large and heavy, making it hard for operators to accelerate, slow down, and stop. And it's common for equipment to make wide turns and cross over the center line. For Thief River Falls Radio, I'm Terry Olson.